From Washington, VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting.
Vediamo Gesù nei bambini di tutto il mondo, dove la pace e la sicurezza sono minacciate dal pericolo di tensione.
Pope Francis, using his traditional Christmas message to call for a negotiated two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to help bring peace to the Middle East. Pope Francis, to the city and to the world address from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, the children in the Middle East continue to suffer because of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. He expressed his hope to tens of thousands of worshippers at the Vatican that the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the two parties and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. This was the second time that the Pope spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict since U.S. President Donald Trump's decision earlier this month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Pope Francis called earlier for the status quo in Jerusalem to be respected to avoid new tensions in the Middle East. Pakistani authorities allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav to visit him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. The meeting lasted about 40 minutes and took place at the foreign ministry shortly after Jadhav's family members landed in Islamabad. He spoke to his wife and mother through a microphone from behind a specially arranged glass partition. The Indian deputy high minister in Islamabad was also allowed to accompany visitors. The diplomat could see Jadhav but was not allowed to speak or listen to the conversation. This is VOA News.